You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now, Ace and TJ.
And this... Wait, is it my turn to start?
Yeah.
Okay. It's now bending. We got to say, hey... coming up, all kinds of fun stuff. Merry Christmas. Have a merry, merry. Let's see what's now trending.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Yo, yo, yo. It's now trending.
I like that you should open every Now Trending with yo, yo, yo. Since you've never done that before, Riggins.
Yo, yo, yo. Well, I'm still in the Christmas rap battle that we had last week between Alexis and Tech D Rob, which was so good.
Yeah.
We got so many messages over the weekend about how much people enjoyed that. So nice job on that, by the way.
Thank you.
So here's a tweet that kind of blew up over the weekend. A guy named Drew said, I just pulled into the Dairy Queen drive-thru for a blizzard, and the dude tells me that they're out of Reese's. And I say, no problem, it's not your fault. And I swear to God, he goes, no, that's where you're wrong. I do the order, and I've been slacking. So it is, my fault.
So I do need to apologize.
I mean, it really is my fault. I screwed this up.
I appreciate that guy's honesty.
Right.
Because he can let it go.
Yeah. I love that. I would never do that myself, but I can't
and
get enough of
it. I should be held responsible.
Exactly. There was a funeral in Ecuador. Alexis, I don't know much about Ecuador. Are you familiar with Ecuador?
Not really, but...
No? Okay. Well, a guy was shot and killed over the weekend, and they had his funeral for him. And it was an interesting funeral because before they went to the cemetery, they took his body out of the casket and put him on a motorcycle. He was a big motorcycle fanatic. He loved riding his motorcycle. They took his body, put it on a motorcycle, and gave him one last ride.
Stop.
With two people kind of sandwiching the body on the motorcycle.
The guy in the white shirt, we're watching the video now. That's his body?
Yes.
That's the dead guy?
Yeah. And they're revving up the motorcycle, getting everybody fired up. Mm-hmm. The police are investigating, but they said no one complained. The family was apparently on board. They knew about his love of motorcycles. They didn't complain. No one in the community complained. So I don't know what the law is in Ecuador.
I don't like
can
that.
You link this up on our Twitter so people can see that?
Because that's weird.
That is shocking.
Listen,
to watch.
Not all other Hispanic people do that. Okay, just let me put that out there.
That is wild.
But I mean, that's just what he was into.
That's what he was.
You know,
into.
That was his thing. That's just like. How many people get buried in their cowboy boots because that was their thing?
Yeah,
they want to be wearing cowboy boots all the time. So they, you know, in Ireland they stand people up in the corner and drink around them for a couple of days sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Had he just been killed? This was on their way to bury him.
Yeah. They took his body out of the casket.
Okay.
Oh, God. I can't.
And it does look like a mannequin a little bit. You know, like it could be a joke.
That's one of the wildest things I've ever seen.
So weird.
People are going crazy. The casket sitting in the middle of the street. We're going to put this up on our Twitter at the Ace TJ Show. If you don't follow us on Twitter, we'll get that up.
I love that.
I mean,
wow.
You got good friends. I guess it's not for me.
No.
For me, it's not something I would like. But
they are determined to make you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them.
Your one last ride.
Now, I'm guessing, though, Riggins, if you were part of that and you were the guy's friend, even though you would be all for them doing that, okay, y'all can do that, but there's no way I'm touching him.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
That's
you wouldn't
so
want
weird.
To be involved with that one.
I mean, no. If there's something elite, I mean, I don't know.
He's
yeah,
that's like,
do you
want
to touch a dead body?
Do you want to touch a dead body? Not really.
I can't.
I can show you one.
Can you?
Yeah, down by the creek.
Oh, that is deeply disturbing. CNN fired Chris Cuomo over the weekend. They suspended him last week indefinitely over his involvement with his brother's sexual assault allegation case. And I believe it was on Saturday, CNN put out a statement that said, after learning some more information, we have decided to fire Chris Cuomo effective immediately. So it was an interesting story.
And all three of CNN's viewers are devastated. Yeah. Every one of them.
I think he had the highest rated show on the channel.
Yeah,
but which is nothing, really.
You could fit them in a parking lot.
Yes.
One small parking lot.
They need to do an overhaul over there for sure, because they are getting beat up in the ratings, that's for sure. And then someone ranked the most devastating deaths in the Harry Potter series. And as a Harry Potter fan, I was intrigued by this. They say the worst death in the Harry Potter series was Dobby the house elf.
Oh, Dobby. Yes.
Dobby was tough.
Oh, my God. That hurt my whole soul.
Rob, you disagree?
The worst one was Dobby.
What do you think, Dumbledore?
Either that or Snape.
Yeah, I mean, no. But Dobby, I think, just because he was so innocent and he just wanted to help.
Yeah.
Nah.
Master gave Dobby a sock. Dobby is followed by Sirius Black and then Fred Weasley. And it's like, who cares about Fred Weasley? Am I right?
Really? Like, come on. Fred Weasley? Get out of here.
Who cares? Kill him off. No one cares. But people are debating this online. And I understand you guys can't get involved in the conversation. You don't know a lot about Harry Potter. But
yeah, that's usually the way you run a winning radio show. Well, just to take the two hosts completely out of the conversation.
Yeah.
Listen, well, what do you think, TJ?
What do I think? I just said, I think that was a perfect way to go. Trying to get Ace out of the conversation, trying to get me out of the conversation. You don't even wait until we take a day off now, do you, Riggins?
No, just, I'll just kick you right out.
Yeah.
I was going to go Dumbledore.
Dumbledore?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What was the wands.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know.
He doesn't know.
I don't know. He doesn't know
Dumbledore.
You don't know Dumbledore.
I know. I'm so stupid.
Oh, God. Yeah. You and your being cool.
So cool. The coolest. That's what's now trending.
All right. Let's see. What can we come up with to top that, Ace? I don't know. Let's see. Oh. It is actually an idea that Riggins had that includes everybody.
Oh, so this one's for everybody.
It's called What Is Your Dad Disclaimer? A disclaimer that you have to give for your dad. This will be funny, and then what follows that leading into tomorrow will be even funnier. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now, Ace and TJ.
Oh, we're having so much fun here today, and we're just full of joy. We're bringing joy and laughter to the world. We're spreading joy and laughter throughout the world.
We're bringing joy to
That's
the world.
That's what we're doing.
All the boys and girls.
I think we need to start over-exaggerating things like that we do. Like, there was some company that said that the other day. So they had some kind of new product or something, and they were saying it's just their efforts to bring joy and laughter to the world. And it was overstated. So that's why I think we just need to start doing that.
They weren't really bringing any joy and laughter to the world.
Well, maybe not to the world. I mean, it was a neat little addition to whatever it is. I remember thinking, oh, that's clever. But, you know. But this is the time of year that lends itself to parents being out and doing activities that they normally wouldn't do, like going to the play at school, you know, the Christmas play, holiday pageants and parades and things like that. I know my little twin niece and nephew back in Louisiana, Jody's sister's kids, you know, they're always in the parade, the Christmas parade, for some reason or another, you know, whether it's with her dance class that Emmeline, that's a little girl, does, or something that her brother Braxton is in, aka Craxton is what I call him.
Craxton.
Little Craxton.
Always some type of an event to go to.
Yeah. And so my brother-in-law Chuck is one of the dads that walks along with the dance team to, you know, to have to bust somebody's head if they get, you know, out of line, jump into the parade route and want to mess with the kids. Like, he goes along for protection. They have dads that go along in each group to watch over, because you never
which
know.
Which is good.
You never know.
But sad at the same time.
Right. Now, there would be a disclaimer that if the kids were a little older, that they would give for their dad, Chuck, my brother-in-law, to everybody else, go, hey, look, my dad's great. And he's going to be good at protecting us and all, but he is a talker. So
don't
if you want to pay attention to anything going on in the parade for the next 3 hours, don't try to talk to him, because he will talk. He's so nice and friendly. He'll talk to you for hours. He's a talker. Now, some kids want to have to give a disclaimer or have to give a disclaimer about their dad for other reasons. Hey, just want to warn you about my dad. He drinks a little bit too much, and then he may say something, you know, about your wife's boobs or, you know, whatever. Doesn't mean anything about it.
Just be aware.
I know I've had to do that in my time as a teenager, Ace. But most, in such a small town, everybody knew my dad, so there wasn't really a whole lot that I had to use as a disclaimer, because they knew what he was all about.
Right.
He was, as they say, full of bull. But I know that there have been times since you've been an adult and moved away that you had to give a disclaimer about, you know, your dad, you know, to your new friends in North Carolina or whatever.
Or even, you know, he would come visit me in college. We might go out to dinner and have a couple of drinks and run into people. And, like, hey, he's kind of flirty when he drinks a little bit. You know, just it's okay. Don't worry about it. And those were disclaimers I was giving to strangers. I didn't know.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it was, hey, sorry. It's okay. Dad, get over here. I know, you're an attractive college girl, and he shouldn't even be in here. We're going to get him out of here. No problem.
Riggins, do you ever have to give a disclaimer about your dad?
No.
Like, nothing like, all right, just be aware my dad's shorts are really short.
I should have done that, yeah. Yeah, they can be alarming. Alarmingly short.
But nothing about his behavior or anything. No. I wouldn't think that you would have to do that. No. Now, my kids always told their friends, if their friends were coming over for the first time to be around me, they would tell them things like, okay, and my dad's sense of humor is not like normal dads. You know, he's just joking, or he will pick at you, and if he gives you a funny nickname, it means he likes you. Don't let it bother you. That kind of thing. But again, they really didn't have to do that very much, because I'm so dang famous. Everybody knew what to expect with me whenever they would come over.
Because your reputation preceded yourself because of your fame.
Yeah, they're like,
CJ,
we know all about your dad. We have all of his merch. That's what they would say.
Yeah, we have his merch. That's what
they said. So, what do you have, or have you always had to give the disclaimer about your dad? He's a good guy, but he is gonna, you know, if he sees something in your house he likes, he'll take it. But I'll get it back when he sobers up. I'll get it back and bring it to you. Don't worry about it.
He steals.
So if you got any of those, let's have them. We want to know, because there have to be some funny ones of people having to make excuses and disclaimers for their dads, because he means well. He's nothing, you know, not a bad guy. He just likes to get drunk and steal silverware, whatever.
He likes to blow stuff up after Thanksgiving dinner.
Sure.
Glad you're here. Be ready.
So DM us. We are available. Are we available on all our social medias at this point, Riggins?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And Ace, you've got some of that manned over there.
We're
and
good to go.
And Alexia, it is Alexia, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can read your leapfrog over there, and it'll have some of that stuff coming out on.
I don't have a leapfrog.
So at the Ace TJ Show. Let's go.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now, Ace and TJ.
Oh, Daddy. What's your disclaimer that you've got for your dad, or you did when you were growing up? And hey, if somebody knew you was going to meet your dad, you got to say, hey, look, before you meet my dad, I got to tell you. And it was always a big deal, I would think, when you bring a significant other home with you to meet dad for the first time, if dad is a character. He's a card.
Oh, he's a card.
I'm going to tell you that. He is a card. Because I was dating a girl one time when I was in high school. And she told me as I was going over to meet her parents, not me, I had met them because, you know, again, it's such a small town. It was a tiny town. They recently had the whole town carpeted. I mean, I'm talking small. But to spend time with them, be around them. And it was always, if you go on a date with a girl, you met the parents when you went on the first date because you had to go pick her up. You go to the door and they'd come to the door and you'd introduce yourself. They didn't, you know, whatever. But the first time I went over to spend time with them, like to eat dinner, she told me, my dad likes to scare people. So just be aware. And I said, scare people as in what? And I thought she was talking about, you know, playing that whole trick about, well, your intentions with my daughter and all of that. But she didn't mean that. She meant startle.
Like jump like out from around the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get startled easily.
I know. So am I not the worst person to do that to?
He likes to scare people.
He likes to scare people.
I mean, what do you do?
Dad likes to scare people.
Dad likes to scare people.
What?
So, you know, we were sitting there at dinner, and he got up and he went over. We were talking. I was talking to her mom and just, you know, small talk and whatnot. And he got up and went over into the kitchen to get the ketchup or something. And as he came back to the table, he sat down and he looked down at his plate. And then all of a sudden, I was to his right. And he just goes, ah! And he jumped out like that at me. And I had the fork in my hand. And I threw, ah! And, you know, I made that noise, real masculine, like that. And he thought that was the funniest thing. And she said, I told you. I tried to warn you.
He likes to scare people.
But how are you prepared for that?
Right.
Can't. You can't prepare for that.
You're trying to have a meal with the family.
We didn't have much of a relationship after that because, oddly enough, she didn't want to date anybody who pooped their pants.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, I probably would have peed myself.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
That's horrible.
I know. So country folk. I mean, come on. They don't have anything else to do, I guess.
Boo.
But the disclaimer has to mean something. It has to be something that, you know, don't think anything about it if he jumps up on the table and starts, you know, dancing, you know, like Jesco White on the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Well, Marie on our Facebook page said he's probably going to make super bad jokes, not dad jokes, worse. He has a warped sense of humor.
Hmm.
Almost as if these are going to be jokes that everybody else would think that is inappropriate. Like, that's too far. That's too much. That's super weird.
Yeah. I don't like that. Jody's got an uncle who's one of those pull my finger uncles and that sort of thing.
Really? I hate when people do that. It's like, do I have to?
But I don't know if he would have ever done that to his daughter's boyfriends or anything like that. But, you know, Aiden always thinks he's the funniest. Or when he was growing up, he's like, you know, when are you going to get to see him? Because he thought he was the funniest. That's our son. But, I wouldn't do that. Inappropriate jokes. Well, I've made inappropriate jokes, but not about things like that, like flatulence or sexual jokes or anything like that. More like drugs that people find to be inappropriate.
Well, Aiden thinks I'm funny. Yeah, well, Aiden's 9. So.
What do you mean inappropriate jokes about drugs, TJ?
Well, if they were in high school and something, they go, hey, all right, y'all aren't going out there to do any of that meth, are you? Or the methamphetamines or hey, look, before y'all go out, I got some crack in there if y'all want, you know, things like that.
Right.
But not exactly that way. But
I was about to say what?
More of a sophisticated way than that. It was funny. It was funny, but could be seen as inappropriate if you're their parents. If their parents would have been in the room.
Much more sophisticated way of pretending like I'm offering crack.
Like, hey, so we're going out to dinner. We trust y'all are going to be all right here. You can stay out of my liquor cabinet, and please stay out of my meth as well. And don't sell any of my pills. Things like that.
They would find it amusing.
Yeah. Their parents probably wouldn't have, like I said, those stuffy parents.
But again, as Reagan's pointed out, they knew who you were.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was okay. They knew what you were about.
Yeah. Mamas were just jealous they weren't over at my house. That's
all. Oh, my God.
Well, that's probably true.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Because everybody loves his wife?
Yeah. No. Don't nobody love her?
She all right.
Stop. I love her.
Okay.
It's better than when I would have to tell. Only a rare occasion. Once in particular that comes to mind that I was going out with this girl. My dad said, stop by. Have a crawfish boil. Stop by. Damn. Okay. And I remember telling her, hey, look, just so you know, if my dad hasn't really been drinking very much, he's going to be the most charming person. You're going to love him. If he has, you're going to love him, but he could say something slightly flirtatious to you. Don't take it personally. Luckily, got him early. Everything was cool. She said, your dad is really sweet. Yeah, let's go. Before if you hang around another 15 minutes, he's not going to be quite that sweet.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, well, there's Elf on a Shelf, and then this year for Christmas, we have our own little Ace and TJ elf.
God.
Alexis. And we have an elf with a shelf. She has a shelf that has been given to her, and she's turned into little Miss Susie Homemaker with it. We'll get into that next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now, Ace and TJ.
Okay. Alexis went to visit her mama this weekend. And while she was with her mama, she started FaceTiming my wife, Jody. This is TJ. My wife's name's Jody. And why were you FaceTiming my wife?
Because I wanted to show her that I was painting the shelf that she gave me. I was doing a DIY project.
Okay. So Jody gave you a shelf.
Yeah.
Right? And you painted it, and you wanted Jody to see how good the shelf that she gave you looked. Riggins, as a young man who has lived under my expert tutelage of the nature of men and women, What could be the problem with what Alexis is spewing there?
Well, there's a lot of things. First of all, you were the one that brought that shelf up here and gave it to Alexis.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That would be the first thing that comes to my mind. What did she have to do with it? You should have been FaceTiming TJ.
Yeah.
Or at least including me, the shelf that you guys gave. Yep. Because it was a shelf that we had in the house that my daughter had in her room that she was using, not using anymore. Where did it come from originally, Ace?
Well, a house that you paid for and you purchased it at the store.
Yeah, I mean, we're a team effort, my wife and I.
Right.
So, and if I'm not mistaken, I'm the one that said somebody may want that shelf if Lainey doesn't want it anymore. And then she called Alexis and said, do you want this shelf? And then that was that was the end of it for Jody.
Because you brought it up here.
Yeah, heavy shelf.
And you complained the whole time.
Well, but what I'm hearing is... Even though Jody called her to offer her the shelf,
mm-hmm.
she called at your suggestion, and then you brought the shelf. So you did all the work except make the phone call to right. offer her the shelf.
Yeah.
And in the FaceTime, did she FaceTime you and ask to speak to Jody, or she FaceTimed Jody's phone directly?
Jody's phone directly? I didn't even know what was going on.
Completely bypassed.
Then every time she's mentioned it, she said, the shelf that Jody gave me. And that's fine. I just want it to be the shelf that you guys gave me or y'all gave me. Just I want to be included in the appreciation.
If I FaceTime you, you wouldn't even have answered.
True. True, true.
But that's beside the point.
Okay. You know, I'm just looking for some equality here. Some equity. That's all I'm looking for the whole thing.
It's gross. It is. Mm-hmm. It's so bad.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The way he's being treated in this whole deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, thank you guys for the mm-hmm. shelf that you guys gave me. Oh. I love it so much. Thank you both.
I don't need a pity sarcastic thank you. I would have just liked to have been recognized as at least a participant in the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a chance to do better going forward is what you're saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No.
No,
because she can't make up for it at all. No, it's done. The damage is done. The scars are here. You can't unscar somebody.
Ooh, dramatic much?
Can't do that. Okay.
Wow, Alexis.
It looks really good in my living room.
And right here at Christmas.
Yep.
Such blatant disregard for a man's feelings.
Yep. I hope the moon can heal my feelings tonight. Like it does yours.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The death of a legend, plus a serious question for the members of the Ace and TJ Show in less than 10 minutes in Now Trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.